Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Cross court to Jimerson, NBA range, bang! Jimerson in transition!
Started with the Robbie Avila block once again. Isaiah with a beautiful cross court to Gibby in the rhythm of the catch and another 10-point lead.
Ah, baby, it's on tonight, and it is on KMOX. The first place in the conference, the A-10 St. Louis Billikens, will be against VCU. It's a 6 o'clock game, which means our pregame show starts at 5:45 right here on KMOX. And this is, as I mentioned, a big, big game for a Billikens team that has started to play a whole lot better since they have gotten healthy. And we go to the guest line this afternoon. Earl Austin Jr., Billikens radio analyst, is with us. You can hear him on the call tonight on KMOX. How's it going, Earl?
I'm fine. How are you today, both of you?
Oh, we are doing okay. Maybe not as well as the Billikens are doing lately, but historically, going back several years, it's been tough against Virginia Commonwealth. They have lost 8 of 10 games they have played. They're going to do this one on the road, so how do you look at it?
It's going to be a tough game. Anytime you go to VCU, the Billikens have never won in the Siegel Center. And some of our best teams that we've ever had in the past 10, 12 years have not been able to come away with a victory. And VCU is one of the bellwether programs of the Atlantic 10 Conference. And Coach Odom has another very good team. They're right behind us at 2-1. So it's going to be a tough one. But like you said, I like the way we're playing right now. We're playing with a lot of confidence on both ends of the court, playing better defense. Guys are really playing well together, you know, kind of playing as one, kind of as a cliche. So that gives you some confidence going into this tough environment tonight in Richmond.
I know at the beginning of the year, there was some question marks around the offense. Now they're playing with more confidence. What does that look like? Like, what changes have you seen from at the beginning of the year to now in their offense?
Well, the main thing is having many of the key players have back healthy. At the beginning of the season, our top big man, Robbie Avila, missed about a month and a half of practice and a couple of early games with an ankle injury. And then Kobe Johnson, one of our starting guards, excellent. He missed games with a shoulder injury. Then Kellen Thames from Pattonville High School, he got started off the season playing very good basketball, but then he started having cramping issues and some health issues, and he had to miss games and only play parts of other games. But now Kellen has come back, Robbie is healthy, Kobe is healthy, and what you see is when they're playing together, the ball is really moving, guys are moving. It's almost like they're playing unscripted basketball. They're reading with the defense, and they're just moving accordingly to different spots, and it's great passing, and it's great shooting, and it's really tough to defend when they're really kind of on the same page like that. And it's fun to watch, and the crowd is really starting to respond to how they play like that.
You mentioned Avila, who missed all that time, and he almost had nearly had a double-double the other night against St. Bonaventure. He missed it by a rebound. But he was, you know, supposed to be a really important part of this team from the beginning. And just watching him now that he is back from that injury, how has he been settling?
Oh, it's been great. Robbie's one of the best big men in the country. I mean, he's kind of the hub of the team, and he's a unique big man. And you're starting to see kind of this with Nikola Jokic, who's the best player of the NBA, a lot of outgrowth of these big, strong guys who normally play underneath the basket. They play kind of like guards now. You know, Robbie's like 6'10", 250 pounds, but he brings the ball up. He can be the point guard. He can facilitate our offense. He can shoot three-pointers, but then he can still go down and do business in the post. So he's just a unique, and he's one of the best passers, the best passing big men in the country. And it just really makes the offense work, and it's really hard to guard when you bend your center out and play guard, the guard spot. Makes the game easier for everybody else.
We are talking with Earl Austin Jr., who will be on the Billikens call tonight here on KMOX. They take on VCU. 5:45 is the pregame show. So we're looking at and wondering whether or not this Billikens team probably played themselves out of an at-large bid. Does this look right now, and again, there is a lot of time between now and when we get to March and conference tournament play, does this look like a team that could not just make the tournament, but if they get there, maybe at least win a game or two?
Well, I think the league itself, it's going to be tough to get more than one at-large team. Probably the team with the most biggest position to get one was Dayton. They had some real good early season wins, but they've taken a couple of early season losses in conference play. I think the Billikens are one of, I guess, there's four or five teams that, if they get it all together, go make a nice run through the A-10 tournament, and get into the NCAA tournament with how they play and how we're playing defense. And like I said, we got three really good players. Robbie Gibson Jimerson with the A-10 player of the week, and Isaiah Swope, who will all average close to 20 points a game. You know, if you're fortunate enough to get into the tournament, then you have a chance to possibly knock off somebody. But that's so far off right now. You're just hoping to continue this positive role that you're on and hopefully be playing your best ball. That's what you want to do. You want to be peaking in late February, early March, where you put yourself in position to do something like that.
Yeah, earlier this morning, Tom Ackerman was talking about the Billikens and obviously the big game tonight against VCU, but saying, yeah, but this team, yeah, the SLU Billikens haven't won in Richmond before, but it's a different team now. This is a different looking team than before. And speaking of things that have changed, you mentioned Jimerson, Richmond, his hometown, but also more relevant, this part of his game, rebounding, has really picked up for him. It's been something new. It's something he is excited about. And do you see that as adding a layer of depth to this team that they didn't have even, you know, early on in the season?
Yeah, I mean, Gibby had like 8 rebounds, I believe, the last game, including in addition to the 28 points that he scored. I think when you're a senior, you know, he's finally at the end of his career there, there's more urgency in every play. You know, not only every game, but every possession means a little bit more. And you can see that in how he's playing. He came out the gate in the first conference game against Fordham in New York, scored 26 points in the first half and basically carried us. And I think everybody on the team has kind of increased their load since conference play has started. I think the biggest key is our ability to defend people. We're playing so much better defensively, and that's Gibson. Robbie had 3 block shots in the last game. Robbie really has known for being a rim protector. He's 3 block shots. Isaiah is playing great defense on the point. Kobe Johnson's our best defender on the perimeter. Kellen Thames is also doing a great job. And I think that's a big key. We're not giving up easy drives. It's just we're not easy to score on as we were early on in the season, where teams were just kind of getting to the basket at will and things have really tightened up and they're really playing much better team defense, helping each other as well.
Earl, other than, you know, some of the new talent like Avila that we've talked about, Josh Schertz in his first year as the head coach of this team replacing Travis Ford, do you watching them day in and day out, see a difference in how they play, the style of basketball they're playing?
Yeah, I think with Travis, some of our best teams, like our championship team with 2019, some of the other teams, we really depended on defense and rebounding. Of course, we had Jordan Goodwin, one of the best rebounding guards in college basketball history, Hassan French, who was the all-time leading shot blocker in Billikens history, and we were just tough, physical teams, and we just really like to put the arm on people defensively. And then this team, Coach Josh Schertz, you know, if you watch his Indiana State teams, they really rely on just a lot of ball movement, but they really rely on the three-point shot. It's kind of the modern 2020 basketball. It's three-point shots and layups, ball movement, and I guess the analytics style, and he really is a proponent of that. So you'll see us shoot a high volume of three-pointers, which suits us because we got some really good guys who can really shoot it and get to and really get to the basket, get to the free throw line as much as possible.
This is an interesting discussion because I see it very similarly to baseball, where the analytics let teams know the best way to win, obviously run prevention, all of that, but to hit a lot of home runs and to draw a lot of walks. And it turned into a brand of baseball that you could win with, but maybe wasn't as visually appealing or entertaining to watch. Basketball is running into the same sort of thing where teams have realized, and it's not just professional, but college, as you mentioned, that if you pull up from three, you know, it's a better percentage shot than any kind of mid-range game, which is more fun to watch, or a lot of people would argue is more fun to watch. Do you see the evolution of basketball as that, that it is maybe you can win like this, you can win with the deep game, but it's just not as much fun, not as entertaining to watch?
Well, I'm kind of from the old school. I've evolved with the game, but I like balance as well. I love the mid-range game, and I love the low post game as well. But if you win by shooting a lot of threes, that's fine too. But I think I'm not a biggest fan of the one size fits all in it, but it'd be the same thing. Like you said, you talk about baseball, like hitting the home runs, drawing a lot of walks. That was great for the New York Yankees. They hit the ball out of the park better than anybody at the game. But until they got to the World Series in that last game, you figured out that the Yankees couldn't catch the ball. They couldn't run the bases. They couldn't throw to the right base. The basic fundamentals. That's how you blow a 5-0 lead and lose a World Series to a team who can hit home runs and do fundamentals, you know, like Mookie Betts and Shohei and all those guys. They did all the other stuff and hit home runs. So, yeah, you can get there, but you're not going to beat a team in the World Series. So that kind of came to fruition. And so, yeah, I enjoy I you know, I think people 30 years ago when Coach Spoonhauer led the Billikens on a great run, we had a three-point shooting team, but it was out of necessity because we were small. So, yeah, it's the philosophy of the game, but I still like, I like just a little balance, you know. I don't mind the mid-range, and I don't mind throwing it into the post, going in there and getting buckets like that. So I think, to me, I always say there's a lot, you know, when I call scoring the bat, scoring the ball, getting money. There's a lot of places where you can get money, you know, three-point line, free throw line, low post, mid post, all of those things. I just like people to take advantage of all the places where you can score. But I'm enjoying what I'm seeing now, though. When the shots are going in and the ball is moving, it's just as entertaining as anything. But I'm a guy with a little more balance in my game.
Earl, go get them tonight. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Hopefully we can win one for you.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's all on you. If they don't win, you know who we're coming after.
That's right.
No, it's Rammer's fault.
Oh, it's Rammer's fault? Okay.
I take the credit, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. That's case, fair. Sure. Yeah. We'll blame him.
Well, you stay warm out there in St. Louis there, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you, Earl. Earl Austin Jr., Billikens radio analyst. He will be on the call with Bob Ramsey tonight. We've got the pregame show on KMOX starting at 5:45. That ball game against VCU will get started at 6. We have an Odyssey app, and we have a voice message feature, which you can send us a message. Give us your thoughts directly from the free Odyssey app. It's Chris and Amy.